Pod Quiz 1102. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1102. We have a couple of things to sort out before we start this week's quiz. First of all, I would like to thank some PayPal donors, including a very generous donation from JKL and one from Elizabeth. Also, we have the prize draw for Pod Quiz 1100's prize round. Just before the draw, I'll quickly read through the answers. Number one, the decade in which the songs were recorded was the 1930s. Number two, the word that can follow house, life and speed is boat. Houseboat, lifeboat, speedboat. Number three, the picture question, that person was Rihanna. Number four, the famous building opened on the day of the prize round in 1931 was the Empire State Building. And number five, the voice was Ronald Reagan. Okay then, let's do the draw. This first hat contains the names of all those who got all the answers right, and the winner will receive a Pod Quiz t-shirt. And that goes to Danny from Rochester in Minnesota. Congratulations, Danny. Okay, now let's do the consolation prize drawn from all entries. And we're sticking with Minnesota. That one is Martha from Minneapolis. Congratulations to our winners, and we'll get started with this week's quiz.
Round one.
We'll start this week with a song snake music round. You're going to hear five pieces of music, for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. The last word of the title of each song will be the first word of the next.
Question one.
Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Get an attitude. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm all the best because I got it going on. I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a blue flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side.
Question two. Question three. Question four. Question five. Round 2.
Round 2 is on keyboard instruments.
Question 6.
Which keyboard instrument makes its sound by plucking a set of strings, originally with quills from feathers?
Question 7.
How many keys does a modern piano have? 76, 88, or 100?
Question 8.
Played with a keyboard, what produces the sounds in a carillon?
Question 9.
The name of which set of preludes and fugues by Johann Sebastian Bach, catalogued as BWV 8462893, refers to a keyboard instrument?
Question 10.
Invented in 1964, which modular synthesizer was the first commercial synthesizer and established the analog synthesizer concept?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on squares and plazas. For each of the following 5 questions, I will name a famous square, and I would like you to tell me the city in which you can find that square.
Question 11.
Times Square.
Question 12.
Red Square.
Question 13.
Piazza San Marco.
Question 14.
Place de la Concorde.
Question 15.
Plaza de España.
Round 4.
The fun round this week is history.
Question 16.
Which daughter of Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn became queen in 1558?
Question 17.
A famous symbol of the Cold War. In which year did the Berlin Wall fall?
Question 18.
Which explorer died in the Philippines during an attempt to circumnavigate the world, his expedition completing the voyage in 1522? Was it Christopher Columbus, Francis Drake, or Ferdinand Magellan?
Question 19.
Which famous event occurred near the town of Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, on December the 17th, 1903?
Question 20.
Reigning the Mali Empire from approximately 1312 to 1337, who is thought by many to have been the richest man who ever lived? It's time for the music. I shall be back in 2 minutes with the answers after Niche Dreams by Square People.
Relationships we did it, babe. I wish my moves would not be.
now, the answer.
Number one was Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop Dogg.
I've got the pimps in the crib, ma. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Number two was Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. Number three was Cold Heart by Elton John and Dua Lipa. Number four was Heart and Soul by T'Pau. And number five was Soul Man by Sam and Dave.
Round two.
Round two was on keyboard instruments, and the answer to number six, the instrument that makes it sound by plucking a set of strings, is the harpsichord. Number seven, modern pianos have 88 keys. Number eight, the carillon produces its sounds using bells. Number nine, that set of preludes and fugues by Johann Sebastian Bach was the well-tempered clavier. And number ten, the synthesizer invented in 1964 was the Moog synthesizer.
Round three.
Round three was the quickfire round on squares and plazas, and the answer to number 11, Times Square, is New York. Number 12, Red Square, is Moscow. Number 13, Piazza San Marco, is Venice. Number 14, Place de la Concorde, is Paris. And number 15, Plaza de España, is Seville.
Round 4.
The final round was history, and the answer to number 16, the daughter of Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn, who became queen, was Elizabeth I. Number 17, the Berlin Wall fell in 1989. Number 18, the explorer who died in the Philippines was Ferdinand Magellan. Number 19, the famous event that occurred near the town of Kitty Hawk was the first heavier-than-air-powered flight by the Wright brothers. And number 20, that leader of the Mali Empire was Mansa Musa. That's it for PodQuiz 1102. Thank you very much for listening. Congratulations to our prize winners. I shall be in contact with you by email in the next few days to organise getting your prizes to you. We have loads of messages this week. Happy birthday, Luke. Here's to another year of PodQuizzing with lots of love from Elizabeth. To Sadie, thanks for being the best quiz partner, life companion, and all-out champion anyone could ever ask for. Can't wait to be a parent with you. Love, John. From Luca, happy birthday, Therina. You're a far better quizzer than you give yourself credit for. Team salad, not veggies, forever. And Congratulations, Paul, on your graduation with a Master's in Clinical Psychology, an incredible achievement after years of dedication, hard work and courage to follow a new path. From chef to psychologist, what a journey. A huge congratulations also to Judy, AJ and Leela for their unwavering love and support, and to Trudy for making the trip from Canada to proudly watch this special moment. We're all so proud of you, Paul. Love from Tim, Janine, Max and Ava. Bye now.